Number 10, Lily Timmer.
All right, bottom of the fifth inning, Lily Timmer leads off and takes the first pitch from Madison Mott upstairs, ball one. Well, she walked with a 3-2 count in that fourth inning, which kept the inning going. Strike one from Mott, 1-1 the count, fastball. And after that, they got four base hits, an error, and then two more base hits after a two-out walk on 3-2. This pitch upstairs. So, yeah, they would have been out of the inning with only a 3-0 game. But the walk kept the inning going. She swings and hits a slow roller deep in the hole to short. Reinhardt will not have a play. Opens, she threw it wide of first, and the runner will head to second base. And that's the game-ending run over there. Give her a base hit, and then the E6 allows the runner to go to second.
Now with plate number 00, Lydia Clark.
So Lydia Clark at the plate for Georgetown. And this one swung on and hit to right. That's a base hit. Throw to first, won't be in time. The runner will stay at third. She probably could have sent, he probably could have sent her, but Allison Wright will come to the plate to try to put the game away and the championship for Georgetown here.
Allison Wright.
With nobody out, two base hits to start the inning. They held him down for a while, but this Georgetown team is just too good. Swung on and hit to the, oh, what a catch by Reinhardt! Oh, and then she threw it away, and that's going to end the game. Georgetown wins the state championship. What a catch by Reinhardt on the back of the infield on the edge of the outfield grass. But then she threw it to first base, and it was over the first baseman's head, and that is the ball game. And Georgetown is your state champion. It's too bad for Breeley because she had a heck of a game at short for Escanaba. But 10-0, Georgetown is your state champions in 9 and 10 girls. Congratulations to them.